Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Pam Danziger is here. She's our good friend, longtime, more than a dozen-year member of our Brain Trust, the president of Unity Marketing. She's one of our top retail experts and is our shopping expert. She wrote all the books about that. Putting the luxury back in luxe, back in luxury. Why people buy things they don't need, etc. Shopping. One book's just simply called Shopping. Pam right. Danziger, welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
It's good to have you back.
Yes, thank you. Well, I got a new book coming out.
I know.
So I'm so glad that we can talk about that.
Well, you know, this is what you're doing today is another example of what people the benefit that people get from listening to my show, because most of my authors give my audience a nice preview of what's coming out. This book's not going to be out for a month, folks, but you're going to take a look at it. It's all about retail, isn't it?
It is. It's written for, you know, it's written about and for small specialty retailers, because if you look across the whole retailing landscape, I mean, the malls now are empty. Nobody wants to go there because it's just the same old thing. So people and people with money, I mean, that's the
way. I haven't gone to the mall in years. But I wasn't even in the mall when they were cool. But my but seriously, are you saying that the malls are empty now? I wouldn't know myself.
Well, yeah, I mean, it really is that the malls just offer a very, you know, a homogenized kind of shopping experience. And if you go into one mall down where you live, and you come to one mall here where I live in Pennsylvania,
it's all the same.
The same products, the same brands, the same.
Buying a burger at McDonald's, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And so, so people who have discretion, and again, in our economy right now, it's a small segment of people, and that's the affluent. People with incomes at the top 20%, which today starts at about $100,000. So we're not talking rich. We're just talking about people who have a little bit more money and
they got a couple
bit more
of bucks
stability.
To spend.
Yeah, a little bit more to spend. They're looking for something different, and they've already been to the mall. They know what's there. They're looking for something different, and they are coming back to Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is where the renaissance of retail is really going to be formed, and small specialty retailers are the ones that can take advantage of it. So that's why I wrote the book, because Main Streets are coming back, and small specialty retailers, I mean, they're unlike the big ones, you know, the Macy's and the mall, who have legions of people with master's degrees and you know, MBAs to kind of guide them. We've got, you know, small specialty retailers are really out on their own and out on a limp, and they really need help. And this book is written for them. Seven simple concepts filled and packed. The book is packed with ideas, real tactical ideas about ways that specialty retailers can create experiences that will, you know, make their stores and make their shops pop, and which means make them irresistible.
That's Pam, the thing is I completely agree with everything you just said about the trend and these are things that you and I were talking about. You and I were predicting this 10 years ago. But the thing is that these small shops on Main Street don't need to act like all they have to do is knock, open the doors and get out of the way. They're going to have to earn this business.
Well, that's right. I mean, you really got to up your game. And that's really, and you know, when I talk to specialty retailers, there's so many of them, while they recognize the shopping experience is important, so many of them keep clinging to this idea of product, that I have to have something unique, I have to have something special, I have to, you know, I have to have a different brand than the store down the street, and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, success at retail today, in this today's market, is less about what you sell and more about how you sell it.
And so how you connect with the people who are shopping in your store.
Exactly, and how you present it. And, you know, if you if you really understand that, you can realize that you can show exactly the same product in a totally different way and totally change mm-hmm. the perception of the customer. So that's why, you know, it's really important to think about merchandising and display and, you know, something, you know, changing things up. I mean, when you go shopping, I mean, it's part of the hunter and gathering sort of, you know, biology and people. We notice things that change.
What's the first thing that shops that pop that can do?
Well, as I say, just recognition that it's not what they're selling, but how they're selling it. And thinking about, I mean, from the moment a person, you know, encounters your store, whether it's on the internet, whether it's walking down the street, whether, you know, it's when they come
hearing
in
someone
the door.
Talk about it on social media?
Well, I mean, yes, and you know, there's a very interesting concept that we talk about in the book called the virtuous circle of social media. So it's the circle. And one of the retailers that we interviewed is Beekman 1802 Mercantile, which is
right.
is owned by the Beekman boys. They are famous, but they're not famous. They're famous because they know how to use social media mm-hmm. and they know how to use the media. But they have a store, and what they do is they've written a number of books, so they do a lot of public appearances. But when mm-hmm. anybody wants to take a picture, they're in the camera, they're in the frame, and what they find is that people takes a picture with them, posts it on their social media,
right.
And that kind of social media.
That's called earned media.
It's virtuous circle.
Yep.
Those people, they post it and spread it around to all their friends, and it's much more powerful than mm-hmm. hundreds of posts that are coming just from the store, because
that's
it's
right.
being spread through word of mouth, through people who are engaged with the brand. And every store can do this. I mean,
that's right.
you can, you know, if somebody comes in, loves an outfit, take a picture of the woman in her mm-hmm. new outfit and mm-hmm. give it to her, you know, send it to her. And 9 times out of 10, if she's engaged,
you don't have to post it yourself. You don't have to ask them for permission to post it. Just give it to her. It'll happen.
Exactly. And that's the virtuous circle. And, you know, it's simple things like that, which can have tremendously powerful, you know, sales messages and tremendously powerful branding for you, and get the name out. So people are struggling, but it really is about thinking creatively, mm-hmm. and I hope this book with the 7 concepts and then packed with ideas will really help people put the ideas, and it's very research, you know,
and it's called Shops That Pop.
Shops That Pop, 7 Steps
and
for Extraordinary
Retail
Success.
It's going to be available in 30 days.
Well, less than that.
And will it be on Amazon? Will it be on Amazon?
It'll be on Amazon, but it will also be available through my website as
right,
well as
which
my publisher.
Is
unitymarketingonline.com.
There it is. We're going to take a quick break. We got more tips on shops that pop, like your shop could pop if you listen to Pam Danziger. And we'll do that again after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.